walk through this American neighborhood and you might think you're in another country. This is Miami's Little Haiti, one of the largest Haitian enclaves outside the Caribbean nation. Here, residents speak Creole. Roosters roam freely, and once a month, Haitians gather to celebrate their culture and share it.
It's just like bringing a little piece of home here. So I think it brings that island flavor to the middle of Miami.
Marie Vickles is visual arts coordinator at the Little Haiti Cultural Center in the heart of the neighborhood. The center partnered with a South Florida group, the Rhythm Foundation, to launch the Big Night in Little Haiti event. The celebration features art, entertainment, and, as Jacques Duverson has discovered, food.
It kind of reunite everybody, and I wish that it was more people knew about it.
Getting more people to know about Little Haiti is a wish organizers share. As day turns to night,
I believe that Miami is more than the beach.
Visitors join David Brown, author of The Story of Little Haiti, for a walking tour.
Little Haiti is a very special place. Sometimes when I'm giving a tour, I feel like I'm in a watercolor painting.
Helen Weiss often drives by the area, but she says this is her first time inside.
And I'm really so impressed with the beautiful coloring on the building and the people, and the museum is fabulous, and it's an unexpected delight.
Activist Lucy Tondreau says honoring their heritage is also important for Haitians.
We have our restaurants, we have our libraries, we have things to show that we are here, we have a background, we have a culture, we have an identity, and we're trying to give it also to our children.
They also have the dance moves. With the help of a little Haitian music, Carol Lesage proudly shows off hers.
They are my people, and I enjoy being with my friends.
And through Big Night, it seems the community has made some new friends, too. Alex Villarreal, VOA News, Miami.